And there goes the full-time whistle. And it brings an end to this Northwest Derby. Yeah. It's ended in victory for Sligo Rovers. And on their first half performance, Declan, perhaps deservedly so, but you've got to give credit to Finn Harps, because in the second half, they've thrown everything at Sligo Rovers. They've had those chances as well, the best one falling with around about 5 minutes left at the feet of Mark Timlin.
Yeah.
But he was unable to take advantage of that situation, and Sligo hold on to take all 3 points.
Excellent performance in the second half. Real worked extremely hard, just really robust. I know they lost a lot of players throughout the match between obviously themselves and the weekend as well, and they've brought in so many players. The team's been makeshift, back four was makeshift as well, haven't played before. But it's the second half performance, we were just joined in the first half, the second half was excellent, really good energy, and for the last 30 minutes they pushed hard. Ed McGinley was excellent in goals for Sligo Rovers. Shane Brittany was excellent as well in centre half, and they pushed and pushed. Did you see it? Mark Tumler, a big chance there, just the last kick, last before the referee blew it up, and Luke Rodden had a chance, the ball came in and just missed time, his header, and he probably should have got a better header connection and put it into the net. And you know, Sligo Rovers, who were very good in the first half, were very poor in the second half. Then they huffed and puffed, but Harps, you have to absolutely commend the excellent work and attitude, and just kept caught them going to the very end and nearly sneaked a draw, and probably over the play in the second half they probably should have got a draw.
Yeah, and probably would have deserved the point. Given all their effort and courage in that second half, and even if you look at the players that weren't there tonight, Dave Webster injured, Connor Tourish injured, Eric McWood suspended, Ryan Rainey suspended, Ellen Zay suspended, five big players from the starting 11. And then Declan, remember, they had a player who got injured in the warm up in the game, Josie Carrillo.
Yeah.
He was replaced by Errol Alkin, and then Harps lost Ryan Connolly in the early stages to injury as well. So that was a makeshift team thrown together by Ollie Horgan, and the players certainly they really came into it in the second half, and there's no doubt about it, if there was going to be another goal in this game, it was only going to go one way.
Yeah, and if the game was another 5 minutes longer, you could only see Harps scoring, and they put them under real pressure. I suppose the experience told a wee bit in regards to Sligo defended very well. Their defenders, the two centre halves, were excellent throughout the whole game, and Ed McGinty was very good. The general play from Sligo Rovers was very good the first half, and it caused loads of problems down the left hand side, and probably should have been two up at half time. But the second half, I mean, Harps were slow in the first 10 minutes, but the last 30, 35 minutes they were excellent. They pushed forward. I think Jesse Davers coming on the right hand side, giving them real energy, but real good quality as well. And from that side, and they played really well, and they caused a lot of problems. And I mean, for the last attack, it was a lovely move, the best phase of play in the whole match. It ended up coming out the right hand side, lovely 1-2 as well, coming out the right hand side. Jesse Davers put into the ball in the box, and from that we had a half chance. And then, well, you know, Luke Rodden had a chance where the ball bounced in his feet, had to take a second touch, and you know, he huffed, he kind of missed hit it. And then the last chance of the game, he was in the box as well, ball came in and a header, and he missed time, his header missed, jumped it, and he probably should have put it into the net. And that's a big chance gone for Van Harpson. But listen, guts and determination and the will to win, you cannot fault. The work rate was excellent throughout the whole game, and that's all you're expecting, and we get that weekend from Van Harpson. And even against all the odds, performance is very good.
Yeah, it was Carlo Sullivan, a man who scored a late equaliser in this game last year when he was playing for Finn Harps. Well, his goal on 25 minutes for Sligo Rovers has earned them a welcome victory. They hadn't won tonight, they hadn't won before since Harps and Sligo met at the Showgrounds back a month ago, back on the week leading up to St. Patrick's Day, and Sligo were impressive that night, but tonight it was all so more difficult for them. But they've held on to take the points, a vital one for them. Remember, UCD have lost out against St. Pat's. St. Pat's coming from behind to win at the Belfield Bowl, and Shelburne lost out earlier on against Bowes as well. So the bottom three sides in the Premier Division have all lost out tonight. Drogheda and Derry City are underway in their game, and at half time at Shamrock Rovers 0, Dundalk 0. But it's all over here at Finn Park in Balbuffet, another hugely enjoyable Northwest Derby. But it's gone the way of the visitors tonight. It's finished here at Finn Park. Harps 0, Sligo Rovers 1.